18-year-old Juan Segura is from Oakland, California. Having to deal with an alcoholic father and a mother fighting cancer, Segura became a gang member at the age of 13.
So I got jumped in a gang when I was 13 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that I needed some protection. I needed some love because my mom at the time was dying from cancer.
Segura is trying to change his life. He is inspired by his teacher, Cesar Cruz, who is teaching Segura about his heritage.
Because I'm actually connecting with my indigenous roots, which is awesome. I never knew we had so many great leaders. But now that I know that, I stay away from all the drugs, all the guns, all the violence, all the drinking.
But Segura's past seems to haunt him. In May, Juan was a target of a shooting, which he survived. However, his best friend was shot in the head and died.
That's some of the consequences that you have to pay for, but not only you, but the others you hang around with. So to me, that really impacted my life really strong. So now I'm not trying to fight or use guns.
Young men like Segura are being discussed today at the Building Healthy Communities Town Hall. Young men of color, between the ages of 15 to 24, have a homicide death rate 16 times greater than that of young white men. Manuel Pastor, a professor of American Studies and Ethnicity at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, says young men in minority groups are not able to get the education to be able to be in the labor market.
Part of what we need to do is to have much better programs for rehabilitation and ability to re-enter into the labor force. We really need to work on shoring up our educational structures, particularly those that are in areas of concentrated poverty where young people of color tend to go. And we need to create within those educational structures what are called multiple pathways so that people can be able to move on to a job right out of high school if that's what they are able to or choose to do.
Pastor says the two-day conference and workshops allow young men of color to be heard.
What I think I hear from young people that I think is the most significant is that they want to be seen and they want their story told. People feel like they're not seen in this society, that's part of the reason why this crisis amongst young men and boys of color is allowed to go unaddressed, and they really want to be seen and heard.
Speakers at the town hall are greeting a preview of a new book called Changing Places, How Communities Will Improve the Health of Boys of Color. The town hall continues tomorrow when Juan Segura will talk about his experiences. Marilyn Medawar, Annenberg Radio News.